Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yamas, speak a living word to Israel, or we shall not live. Shabbat shalom. Shalom Yisrael. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Unless the Almighty Creator speaks unto Yisrael, the higher, the living properties of His truth, then we shall not live at all. This is a generation that is besieged by the powers of darkness. Everything that operates today, it is operating by the power of hell. For the mind is far removed from the Most High. And for some reason, because of the corruption of this generation, the mind is seared. It cannot receive truth. It will not acknowledge truth. It has a disdain for truth. We can see that in the fruitlessness of the people that are called by the name of Almighty Yahweh, that we should exemplify the character and the power of the Most High. And that is the power of a living truth dwelling in us, that it may bring honor to Phereth unto the Abba. Yet this is a generation that has charted its own path, and that has been dictated by the powers, assured them the demons of hell. For the earth is given over into the hands of Shaitan, for he declared it unto Yahshua, for it is mine. To whomsoever I want to enrich, to give power, I have the ability to do that. But if you want to share in these delights, you must bow down and worship me. I want you all to hear that. Or I will continue in the path, the derek, the way that I left off on Shabbat. He says unto HaMashiach, if you will bow down and worship me, then all shall be thine or yours to dispense, to enjoy, to do whatsoever you will to do. Now we as a people, we have been conditioned. Our minds have been trained to think logically in order for one to say that that one is worshiping Shaitan. There must be this form of ritualism, acts of obedience carried out. Yet when one does not comply to the Torah of Yah, they are worshiping Shadim, demons, demonic powers of hell, because it gives them a sense of euphoric, of the strength that resonates from them, and the strength of Yah. For Israel has always resonated from the power of His truth. Israel never had strength when they looked at themselves and said, we are Israel. Israel never had power when they looked at themselves and said, we have power. It was only when they were walking in compliance according to the Torah of Yah. For when they did that, he proved himself unto them countless times. It was not by their attitude that I am special that caused them to prevail. It was because he was special. And that is what catapulted them into that realm, that mindset whereby there was a pure Shahar, a worshiper that flowed from the midst of their bellies that was ordained by Torah instruction. So what a man, what a wife, what a home doesn't delight in the Torah delights of Yah. It is either that spirit dominates the affairs of their lives, or it is either the spirit of hell is the prominent power that dominates their every activity. You're not going to sit straddling the fence. You're either on Yah's side or you're not. And there is a clear demarcation of those that love Yahweh. If a man says he loves me and keeps not my Torah, my mitzvah, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. I want to say to you, America, and you, Israel, for the whore is going to fall. This Jezebel nation is going to fall. She has polluted your sons and your daughters because you've given them up unto Molech, Molcham. What a damnable twisted mind of parents. They will not bring their children up in the fear and the rationale of whom Yah is. Foolishness and wickedness is bound in their hearts. And the word of Yah is a scepter, and it is a rod of correction. And that vile thing must be driven out. Because of your arrogance and your pride and your haughty, damnable ways. There are not very many men today anyway. You have opened the door to every kind of vile thing there is. Every kind of unclean thing it is. I was sitting with Brother Dale yesterday as he came to visit me. And I was reading a letter that one wrote me. And I could sense the tears, the agony of the sister. I could sense her voice, the way that she conveyed the letter. And I was sharing that with my brother. Our brothers in there, Elder Martin. And she said in the letter that my husband, he's not a husband, he's not a man, has begun to physically abuse and beat me. It's a coward. It's a coward dog. Hallelujah. You want to hit somebody? Hit a man. Hit a man. Here's a man. What a coward. She says, Pastor Roberts, what do I do? But this is the profoundness of her letter. She says to me, I said to my child when it died that I will see you in the kingdom because I will wait on the prominent coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. And she says this, quotes, but the more I listen to you, I realize not only am I not ready, but I'm not going into the kingdom. For my love is not right with Yah. You see, when one speaks like that, when one allows the Torah of Yahweh to correct them, then my love, my heart is open to that system. I will do anything that's within the power of Yah to assist her and to help her. I know by listening and hearing, not only am I not ready, but I'm not going into the kingdom. I want to get right. I want to do right. There's only one way to do right, and that is in obedience with all compliance. That's faithfulness to do what Yah commands without murmuring. And drawing on Shaddam demons, drawing on powers of darkness, that we're in compliance with His living Torah. When we reject that, we reject Him. For the scripture is evidence. You're not going in your superficial ways. You can forget that. You can display this duplicity, this falsehood. And the reason we can display that, because we have this mendacity, this corrupt false identity. It doesn't emanate the power or the riches of Yah. It is one thing that I know, that any man, any woman that possess the character of Yah, it is one thing that I know that is evident in their lives. And that is the Ahava, the love. Listen, the love for what? When a man says he loves Yah and keeps not his Torah, he's a damn liar. When one walks with obedience under the Torah of Yah, it fulfills his delights. His confidence is in what the Most High says, what the Creator commands. Yah speaks once, and He speaks again. Now He's going to speak by the power of His vindication. He's going to vindicate His name among a heathenistic, wicked, corrupt people. That's more concerned about flesh and a physical appearance than accolades that flow from their bellies to worship, to cry out, to speak unto their Abba. We are twisted. You're sick. You're sickly because you have eaten the body unworthily. You sit at the table of Yah, and you pick and you choose. You reject. You don't like the taste of that. This fits my palate. This is more appealing to my palate. You're going to hell. And I say it, and I do wish that I could say it with a clarity and a voice that would break our eardrums, that we may hear Yah. There's a false, superficial spirit today. It has no conscience or reality of whom Yah is. It has a tremendous affection for the thing that is corrupt, and that is this carnal, sadistic mind that is fleshly. And we know that that mind is enmity against Yah. What about has a carnal mind? How does one shape that kind of enmity or hatred toward Yah? Who does that? It is the enemy. It is Shaitan. So he forms all kinds of programs and rituals to keep your mind under the control and the power of that. You see, we do not take delight in the sweetness of the presence of Yah. And the enemy knows that the love of man, it is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. It cannot be satisfied. Hell and the grave are never full. Neither is the love, the heart of man, ever satisfied. If you had $1 million, it will not satisfy you. If you had $100 million, it will not satisfy you. If you had a house like Mr. Holyfield in Atlanta, 120 bedrooms and 35 bathrooms, you will still not be satisfied. You could have had and amassed the wealth of a Mike Tyson, $700 million, and you will still not be contented and satisfied. You could amass a wealth through superfluities, falsehood, and corruption in the last 5 years as Mr. Clinton, $100 million, and that will not satisfy you one iota. Not at all. And so the enemy knows that he must keep this enmity against Yah. And the way he does that, it arouses your natural mind. That it will not obey and submit to the Torah teachings of Yahweh. You began to seek things that are not dispensed from Yah, that are gifts that will bring about this pure nature that Yah commands Israel. For the earth is going to burn. The nations are falling. Your jobs, there is no security. You are a fool if you think so. For this Jezebel is going to crumble. She has sown, and so have you. You have sown to the flesh. When a man sows to the flesh, he is going to reap corruption. You have not sown to the Ruach of Yah. There is no spiritual definition. When one has spiritual definition, then there must be an amber light that resonates from them. But this is a corrupt generation. It is one that is conniving. It is one that is wicked. And so the land is barren of the fruit of Yah. There is no hope for Yah. Then whatsoever, we despise him. And I speak to the shame of his people. For Yah shall reward you accordingly. You don't have to believe it. It's a fact. You don't even have to accept it. It makes me no different. Period. This is a weak generation. It has no strength. There was one said to me, I am a mighty man like you. Well, first of all, I've never declared myself as a mighty man. I'm a warrior. The warrior is not always the mighty one. The warrior is just faithful to the command of him that he loves. And he does it to bring delight unto the one that he loves. That is what the warrior does. But my prayer is that Yah will raise up the mighty man, the man of strength and mighty valor. And he will stand with the sword of the Ruach. And he will cut and separate everything that is offensive unto Yah, that the pure remnant of the elect woman, the remnant of the seed, shall prevail, and that the weeds shall be destroyed, that life shall come. You will never have life without the warring that produces or come forth out of light. You have no life without light. We are people, our countenance is dark. I express in you will never get fruits. You will never get fruits where there is no light. You will never get fruit where there is no light. You have an effeminate mindset today. And Yah is going to destroy all effeminate men. What is an effeminate man? One that does not comply to the Torah. I despise effeminate men. I do. I don't want them touching me. I don't like effeminate men. I don't like effeminate men. I don't like being around men that are effeminate. I like strong men. I like men of strength, their character. I said to one, when I was in Atlanta, I said, when one has a spiritual proclivity of strength, then it resonates in their character and everything that they do. And the reason I said that to the person, I was taking Elder Martin as an example, because we were together before I left, and he said to me, Pastor Roberts, I've tried this process. I said, let me see. And when he did what he said he had tried, I was amazed, because of a man his age and the physical prowess to do what he did. And so I looked in utter astoundment to see that this elderly man that has never wrestled this situation, and yet he came through like one that had mastered it. And so I was using the analogy of that and his spiritual proclivity to understand. When a man tells me he's listened to one message for the last 30 days, that's telling me that every time he listens to it, he's finding nuggets of truth that were not revealed when he listened the first time. Do you understand? You get awful quiet, don't we? Because we think very highly of ourselves. Why not me? Because you're missing it. Period. And so I utilize that metaphor in the sense of one that is progressing spiritually. When one began to progress spiritually, you began to see the enhanced characteristics of Yeshua. You began to see the mind that has been chiseled by truth. And there's nothing like a stone or mountain that has been chiseled to form an image or a picture to be revealed. Mount Rushmore, we look at some of the most magnificent feats of the world, as they will call them. And yet their structures have stood for thousands of years. And when one began to be chiseled by the word of Yah, their mind, their attitude, their personality, it will resonate. There shall be a resonation from them, or a growth from them, and a strength that defies all physical attributes. Now what the old man did, it defies the physical attributes of a man his age. For young men could not and cannot do what he did. And that's a fact. You get awful quiet. You get awful quiet. We are a dismal people. We need the light to shine down in us. That it may reveal one thing. the darkness. Men hated the light. Why? Why? Why do we hate light? Tell me. We are ignorant remnants of a people. Men hated light. You hate light because of one reason. Why? Do you know why? Tell me. Because your actions, they are ra. They're evil. That's why we hate light. Your deeds are evil. Your actions are evil. Your mind is evil. You're sadistically controlled by the Shadim. The light shined into the world. The light of Torah has shined. We hate it. We hate it. We despise it. Because our deeds are evil. We say, to hell with Yah, for this is my delight. To hell with the Torah. For I am a God of superior power and character. We are the incubators of evil desires, imaginations that are evil, and that are corrupt. Do all men have the same stamina of character and strength? No, they do not. No, they do not. If a man labors intensely in a certain application, he is going to become more proficient than one that spends very little time in it. When one is slumbering and sleeping, and this man is, his mind is given over unto the application, he is seeking out the intricates, the dynamics, the parts, to have knowledge and understanding of the matter. You think that he is not going to supersede the one that loves to sleep and slumber? The one that has no time for the Torah of Yah. You think that that one that does that, his life is not going to be a life of perfection? The scripture tells us to mark a Siddiq, a perfect man. How do I know when a man is Siddiq, righteous, he is perfect? For the righteousness of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. And the Torah of Yah is Imat. When you mark, he tells you to mark a Siddiq man. For the end of that man is Shalom. He has the contentment of Yah. He has the excitement, the Esha, the happiness. We're so vile and evil and wicked. This is a generation of surmising, and it speaks evilly against Yahweh. I declare unto you the truth this day. Whether you acknowledge it or accept it, it makes me, I frankly quote, as Clark Gable would say, I frankly don't give a damn, unquote. And that's a fact. You either love Yah or you don't love Him. You're either on Yah's side or you're on the side of the camp against Him. Where are the strong men? And where are the virtuous women? That she characterized her husband's strength in a way that when men looked at her, they said, what a man of strength and valor. He's a man of valor. Where are they? You get quiet. Wonderful. Maybe some judgment will fall upon us. There was a sister that wrote me. We were there in Atlanta as I read my email. No, I did not go there to sightsee. When I got there Wednesday, I went to the hotel. I checked in. I went to Elder's house. We ate. He had a business appointment. I went back to the hotel. I slept until 6 p.m. I took me a shower and I had to meet someone. And I met that person and I dealt with that person out of scripture until 10:45 p.m. I called the elder and said, I'm hungry. I went to his house and I ate around 11:30. I left his house around 1:30 a.m. And I went to the hotel and I slept until about 7 that morning. I awakened. I got up around 8. I took me a bath. I went back to his home. We went out to see the land, to see the place that he wanted to rent. It was a 3 hours drive just to go see the land. We got back, we ate, and I was wore out. I visited his home on yesterday. We sat there until about 11. I received a call from Brother James. He said, Brother Randy said he thought he saw your vehicle. Well, I was still in Atlanta. And I left. I don't need to see anything. I want to see Yeshua. You all get excited over seeing a heel. And filling our bellies. I get excited about what the Word of Yah says. We show more effervescence. We show more excitement about amusements to the flesh. I get amused when I hear the Word of Yah. And of course, I preach all the time. And our conversation was on the things of Yah and Yisrael. The sister wrote me, and she wanted to show me the correct enunciation of her name. She shows her husband the letter that she writes unto me. Somehow, some reason, he said to her, what you said, it was inappropriate, and what she did say was right. I have no compunction with that. You understand? She writes me back and says, Pastor Roberts, I am so sorry. For my name has no value, it means nothing. For I need to hear the instructions that the sisters of Israel must be instructed by, that I may walk complete in Yeshua. Now, a sister like that, I can. That rejoices my love. And a man of his character, he's a man of strength. So it wasn't the word she said. Hallelujah. You understand. You don't even correct the man of Yah. Yah will correct him. This is a generation that loves to reprove. Because we've learned it from this damn whore. Christianity. That's what she is. She's a damned. She is a damned whore. She's damned. And our attributes or our minds have been shaped by her. It has not been shaped by the way of Yah, the Derech. Our minds have not been shaped by the Imat, the truth. And it certainly has not been shaped by the life or the light that shines down upon Israel. It is a sweet thing, it is a beautiful thing to see the sun or see the light. When a man sees the light of Emat truth, it brings about this character that is sweet. When a daughter of Tizayah began to walk in the light of the truth, it brings about a robust kind of expression from her countenance. That Yeshua is the center of her life. That the authority of her head, she understands and she regards that with great regards. And that is what Yeshua comes to do, to bring this profound enlightenment of this delight in Torah. That when we walk in Torah, we can sense it. We can see it. There's a brightness. There is an amber glow that flows from Israel. That we are salted, we are the light. We are the city. And the light of that city is this flow of Sadiq. the righteous power of Yah that flows from us. What is the righteous power of Yah? His Torah. He is not righteous without his Mishnah. So he expressed unto us what his righteousness is based upon. It's his Torah. For he is truth. He is the Word. He is the Word. The Word was there in the beginning. He is the Word. We beheld the power of that Word in his HaMashiach, his Yashak, his power to save. We don't really know Scripture. We don't have an understanding. And the reason why, brothers and sisters, I say this, we must do like Shaul. You better go empty all of your coloredism, your blackism, your Hebrewism, your whiteism, your Caucasianism, your Jewism. You better empty it all out and wait in the wilderness. Let the Ruach of Yah may form your mind. And that's the problem. That's our dilemma. I said to one when I was in Atlanta, he showed me a scripture which says that this should be done throughout their generations. I said to the one, the essence and the context of this verse, it is not the things or the things that are pre before the post of that expression. To understand the validity of that, you must understand whatever Yah commands that must be done throughout the generations. It is perpetual. It is everlasting. It is unchanging. It is unlimitless. And so if you compel a man to do that, and if you are not doing these 100 other things, then you are false and you're full of hypocrisy. This is this juvenile mind. They get things and they run like little boys. You watch the chickens as Brother Yosef feed them. Let him throw something out there, Oy Powell. One will grab it, and they all will run behind that one when there's plenty more there. And that's the way that a juvenile is. We must have clarity of the word, brothers and sisters. The gifts of Yah must be manifest among Israel. I'm not a great man. I'm not a mighty man. I know what the scripture says about mighty men, because I have a message over there that I've put together I don't know how long ago, that I never preached it and may not ever preach it. But I know what the scripture says. I understand what scripture says, because my delight is in the word of Yah. And if you're that weary whereby you cannot take time with Yah, when you're sitting there doing what? Nothing. You know you're corrupt. You know you're corrupt when there is no tremendous desire. And you don't get this tremendous euphoric from Scripture. You know something is wrong with you. You know it. Can I tell us something? I can go out among us and tell every last one of you all that never touched the book. You never read it. You don't even know what it says. You have no hava for it. But you got time for folly. You got time to sit down and laugh and act like a jackass. You got time for the wicked to entertain them, but no time for Yah. That's a damnable wickedness. And look, cowards, I don't take nothing back. One said to me that everyone knew you were talking to me. Well, you haven't been around me, man. You don't know me. When I talk to you and you know I am talking to you, I intend for you to know that. I don't take that back, man. I'm a warrior. Not a mighty man, just a warrior. Hallelujah. I'm a warrior.
And I know how to engage in battle. And I love to fight too. Do I have no problem with that? And the harder you hit me, I can hit as hard as you. And harder. And when you hit hard, it inspires me. Sure it does. Let me know you got a little something. And so I say, bring it on. Bring it on. Hallelujah. There's one thing about a warrior. When he's finished his days are done, he looks at his body and says, done. Nothing there. But he delights in the battles and how he stood for the Sojik, or the righteous scepter of Yah. And then he can lie down in Shalom and remember the former things. And that is his delight. Yahshua is the derek. Is the way. Is the way that reveals unto us the truth of Yahweh. We can never understand the power of his truth without walking in him. Well, what do you mean? Is he a physical entity that we can walk in? He is the word of Yah made flesh. We must walk in that word, and our flesh, our nefesh, our being, must be governed by the word of Almighty Yahweh. It cannot be governed by outside forces or factors, but it must be governed by what is written in the book. It cannot be governed by emotions and feelings and assumptions and being presumptuous. It must be ordained and governed by the living Torah of Yah. If it's not ordained by that, then you're walking in witchcraft. For a man knows to do right, and he doesn't do it, it is transgressing against Almighty Yahweh. And this is the generation of transgressors that defies the Torah. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of the onslaught of the wicked. I'm not afraid of their attitude. For my delight is in Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahshua declares that I am the Derek. I'm the way. He says, I am the Emet. I am the truth. As he uttered this profoundness unto Thomas, they had seen him. They had beheld him. And they knew that no man could do these works unless Yah was with the man. The works of Yahweh, they're not done by the physical attributes of a man. It is something that is deeper and much more profound than that. And there's a law of the Ruach of the Spirit. And the law of Yah, as man would say, nature. The law of Yah that causes things. He calls to his law, we see winter, summer, spring, and fall. That is the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. These things have been induced upon man because of one thing. Because of sin. Because of that sin, when man was in the way, when he had the high, the life of Yah, the breath of Yah there, he sinned against Yah. He disobeyed Yah. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when a man began willingly to disobey Yah, that he is set outside. He cannot function in the body of Yahshua. And so when a man began to sin willfully, we began to act against the Torah of Yah. It began to sear our minds just a little bit. And we become unconscious of our acts and our deeds, that there is no guilt complex, that we have sinned before Yah. And once you get to that state, you are twisted. You are a twisted, evil thing. I don't care who it is. Is every word that is spoken by Yahshua, did it come from the belly of Yah? Sure it did. I will prove that in Scripture. I'm going to continue my path. Yahshua, the Scripture says,
Yochanan 1:4. You don't have to turn that. I just want to reintroduce this again. And the reason I have to do that, because we are forgetful people. You've forgotten what was taught on Wednesday night. But you can tell me what you ate probably last week, something that you liked. Hallelujah. The thought of the thing that you most want, it is predominantly on your mind, and it dominates your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. And yet the word of Yah doesn't control us. Scripture says, in Yeshua was life, was the Hayah, the life. What is the life? We must understand what life is. In Yeshua was life, and the life was the light of men. And that's the life. It is the light that Yah reveals unto men. What is that light? It is Yah revealing Himself unto man. And reveals Himself in a way that this is the only way that man can comprehend Him at all. He is a Ruach. He is a Spirit. Do you see Yah in here today? I do. Because His Word, I see His Word. Where two or three are gathered in His name, there shall He also be in the midst. This is a faith walk, people. This is not a visual perception. That's why you have the Baptist God, the Apostolic God, the Pentecostal, the Black, the White, the Hebrew, the Jew. How do you know you see Yah? Because Yeshua said, Toma, if you see me, you've seen the Alpha. We are an ignorant people. I say that to our shame it ought to bring. That's why I say you don't even remember what was spoken on Wednesday nights. Oh, I'm not a mighty man, but I'm not a timid man either. I'm not a timid man. So I don't get intimidated that easily. Hallelujah. Just bless Yah for that. Just say, Toda Yah. So the expression of Yisrael doesn't intimidate me. Because as the old preacher would say, I'm running. I'm running for my life. And that life sees the light. And because the light is there, there's life. So Yahshua declares that, the word of Yah declares that, without light, there is no life. Can you not? Have you ever looked at one and saw that they were dead and yet they were alive? You never looked at one? Tell them, my brother. We are people that we are just not honest. I look at people all the time and I see death. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about among the people of Yah. I said to Sister Roberts other night, it was around 9. So I simply left the hotel room, went downstairs, and sat down for a few minutes. And undoubtedly there were a group of people there. It must be family reunion time. And I saw this little boy. I'm sitting there. It was one of the most vilest acts. He was probably 5 years old, about big as Brother Dale's son. And if you had watched, a little girl was sitting right there. He's in the chair there. There's an open fireplace. I'm sitting on the other side where there is no one. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking through the fireplace. They have a fireplace you can see from both sides. And I'm watching this little vile, bemitted thing. And the things he would do it in front of her. And the acts, and she is sitting there. She was about her size. Yet, I guarantee you no one else saw that. The grotesque acts. What he was doing blatantly in the open arena, that no one even said, stop that.
No one corrected him. You see, that's the way Israel is. Because we say Yah doesn't see us, so we continue in our way. Yah doesn't know what we are doing, so we walk in our way and not the way. Yahshua is that way that brings light. He's the way that processes the light of Yah. And in that light is life. You can never have life without light. Well, who is light? There's only one that is light, my brothers and sisters. Only one. That is the brilliancy of light. And that caused light to shine. And if it's one that could express that to us in a way like no other one, it was David. David says, Tehillim, Psalms. He says in Psalms, Tehillim, Psalms 27, 1. He says, Yahweh is my light. He is my salvation. He is my Yahshua. Now, I don't care what your prism of Christendom teach you. This is what the word of Yah says. Yahweh is light. Yahshua is the life of the word of Yah. He is the word made flesh. He's the living power of Torah. And out of that living power of Torah, there's a light, and you need light for the zira, the seed, to produce. You don't allow the light to shine. And I go back to the message that Brother Patrick preached unto us. His amazing transforming of the seed. It rots in the ground because the light shines down in the ground. You know when you plant a seed, I know how we plant a seed. We drop it down 2 or 3 inches. The size of the seed, do you hear me? Whatever the size of the seed, that is the depth of earth that should go over the seed. It should not go any farther than that. If it was a little small seed, then you drop it down and just a little crumb of dirt over it. That's how the light will shine upon the seed. And when you go and watch plants that do not produce, because some of the seeds have been planted a little farther. So you don't have to plant them deep. Even if this word of Yah get in the lab of Yisrael, you began to see the production of fruit. So die we declare that Yah is my light. I have no life without light. He says Yahweh is my light. And He is my Yahshua. In whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It declares that in the Tehillim of the King David, doesn't it? Yahweh is light. And in Him is the life of men. What? We find life in the Torah. That's why we are dead. That's why we look dead. Because the Torah of Yah, it brings life. It brings life, robustness to marriages, to homes, to families, to sons and daughters. It creates an heritage for the sons and the daughters, that there's a plethora of wealth that will extend beyond the life of their parents. We give them the damnable things of the earth, and we give them the things that Shatan offered unto Yahshua. He showed him all the kingdoms of the earth in a moment of time, I will. And told her. And he said, all this will I give unto you if you bow down. You think he want him to just bow down and say, oh Shatan. He says, you relegate your power and control over this Torah of Yah. You denounce it, and you denounce it by the way you live. You denounce it by the way you walk. You denounce it by your character. You don't have to go out and blatantly speak of God said. It's just the way you live. It's just the way you walk. He said, worship me. My credence and my standards are greater than Yah. He said, I give it to you. All is yours. Just bow down. And so that's what the world is doing. You cannot worship Yah unless you walk in the way. There is no worship of Yah without the Emet, without the truth. You cannot worship Yah without life. We were dead in trespasses and in sin, were we not? And so when the light shone, did the light shine? Did the light shine? So when the light shined in the darkness of the death of the earth, it brought forth one thing. Listen to me. What Yah had put in the lap of Israel. He has sown his seed. He has written his Torah in the inward parts. So the light of the brilliancy of the power of his HaMashiach began to be revealed unto you. Then those things you did not know, they began to come alive. You began to eat and you began to become stronger and vibrant for Yah. So the light must shine. Now we said, Yah is my light. He is my light. And my salvation. And my salvation. There's no salvation without the living Torah. There's no salvation without the living Torah. Yahshua is that living Torah of Yah. Not only is he the light that brings revelation to the Torah, but he saves us with the same word that brings light. How are we saved? By the word of Yah. How are we delivered? By the word of Yah. How did he deliver Israel out of Mishraim? By his words. Go down, Pharaoh, you tell Pharaoh, let my people go. It's by his words we're delivered. How we made strong, the weak saying, I'm strong. How do we overcome? By the word of Yah. No other way. And the enemy has relegated us down to this putrefied mass of stench. Now we resonate stench and filthiness. Our minds unclean. And they're not pure. We must have the light. And Yah, he must be revealed unto us. Well, how is he revealed? By his words. By his word. By his living Torah. And that's a fact. We hold on to our little den of our doctrines, what we have learned in our rebelliousness. And we think that that's the markings of the strength of Yah. It's not. Who was more profoundly edified than Shaul? Not a man. He boasts in his stature, a Pharisee of Pharisees. Eloquent, learned, intelligent, smart, articulate. The masses of superlatives cannot destroy my mighty meter, my character. And then when he saw the light that shone down of that Damascus road, he counted all as a pile of hog bush. He said, I counted all as dung. As no fire. He went out to the place where he could hear from Yah. You got to go out from among yourself. That's why you must impel, destroy the affections of your flesh. The factions of your corrupt spirit. It must be destroyed. You will never hear Yah. Was he not blinded? And Yah sent him down to get his sight, didn't he? He sent him down to the man of Yah. We were blinded. And he sent the man to restore our sight. Yahshua. Hallelujah. Even the blind man. Hallelujah. He received his sight. When a man is blind, he has no spiritual depth or perception of Yah. He said, I've given them eyes and they see not. Do you have eyes? But it's not singleness of eye. It's not a single eye. It's not a focus there. We must hear the imat of Yah. We must hear that. It must produce the character and the strength of Yahshua. Now, David said this. Is this the strength of Israel? Look what scripture says in Yochanan, John 12:49. This is the word of Yah. Yahshua says, Yochanan, John 12:49. Yahshua said, for I have not spoken of myself. You all hear that, people? You apostate apostolics and your apostate lies. He said, I've not spoken of myself. He says, not about me. But because he is in him, it's all about him. He said, I'm not spoken about myself. He said, but Yahweh the Abba, which sent me, he gave me a commandment. He gave me a Torah. He gave me guidance. He gave me a commandment. What I should say. Does it say that? Does it say that? He said, the Abba commanded me. Well, what did he command him? It is the Torah of Yah that is imat. He commanded him to say what Torah says. He commanded me what to say. He commanded me what I should say and what I should speak. So what I even declare unto you, it is not by some mandate of myself. It is the Abba. For he is in me and I am in him. What was he saying? I am in the Word, for I am the Word. And the Word is me, because he is the Word in the beginning. That's the truth. And the Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Yeshua said, I am the life. I am the high. The higher. He said, what I speak unto you, it is everlasting. It produced the robustness of the power of Yah. It caused that what he has written in your lev, the Torah, to come alive. You cannot have life without Torah. Everything has a Torah. The corn rises. It must die first. And then it rises. A seed cannot go into the ground unless it dies. It becomes emulsified. It rots. That's what it does. That's what it does. And then what it does, the light shines on that. And it brings life. That's already in the seed. And that's what Yahshua is trying to do, shine on us. And bring the life. Yah has placed in the level of Israel to life. That's what he's trying to do. But because of our rebelliousness and our sinfulness, he said his commandment is everlasting, is life everlasting. Listen, whatsoever I speak, therefore, he said, do you hear me? Even as Yahweh the Abba said to me, so I speak. So what the Abba has spoken unto me. Well, what did Yah speak unto him? Come on, brothers and sisters. You think he went down there and said, I want you to do this, this, and that. He spoke Torah. That's all he spoke. He bare witness of the Emet, the truth of Yah. For those that were of Israel had rejected the Torah, the blessings of Yah. There's no blessing outside of the Torah. None whatsoever. And what these corrupt men today are preaching, they're preaching the dictates from the diction of Shaitan as he trod Yeshua. That's their doctrine today. Quote, God wants you to have the riches. Unquote. Yah wants us to have eternal life. That's what Yah wants. What will it profit any man if he gains the world and lose his soul? I'd rather live like a pauper. If I have change of raiment, I barak Yah. If I don't, I shall barak it. If he gives me food and someone to lay my head, I'm all right. I'd rather have that than have the riches of the world and lose my being to have that and then I die in Yeshua. What a great blessing. And so I'm going to labor for the things that are eternal. I'm not laboring for these superficial things here. I'm not laboring for shoes and houses and land. I'm laboring for the kingdom. I want to see Yeshua. That's what I'm laboring for. I'm not infatuated with cars and houses and things, because these things are not even temporal. I want the eternal life that comes out of the living Torah. And if the value of the Torah has great significant value to you, then you will love it. You can go to Walmart every day and they have trash and trinkets. You can go dig in the junk piles of Goodwill, thrift wheels, thrift store, but yet we have no time to dig. Come on here, Israel. I got your number. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm talking to us. You can dig in that all day. Spend 3 hours digging in a pile of putrefied stench of just old clothing. Yeah, when it comes to clothing yourself with the Sadiq garment of Yah, you despise it. What do you do? Well, you clothe your mind with this. Hallelujah. You can go to Walmart, spend all day. I don't have that proclivity for no store. That's a fact. Period. That's not my motive. Now I can sit there all day in this for hour after hour after hour after hour. May kick my heel up a little bit, give me a 10-minute snooze, and go right back to the book. Something is twisted. We're flawed. When Israel was flawed, Yahweh were always elder Wyman to raise up the Shoftim, to raise up the judges, to restore them. So there must be a Ruach of judging Israel to bring us back in the presence of Yah. And His Torah judge. His Torah bring to light our conditions and what we need to do and where we ought to be. So Yahshua says, these are not my words. This is the word of Yahweh. I am the light. Did He not say that He is the light of the world? How could He declare that unless it's based upon Torah? Listen to what David says. Turn quickly to Tehillim, Psalms 43. This is the cry of David. When Israel in the bondage of Mizraim or Misram, did not Yah send out the Torah? Was not Moshe the Torah giver? Yes. That's who he was. And look at the cry of David in Tehillim 43 and verse 3. He says to Yah, oh, send out your light. Send out your light. Is not Yahshua the light of life? He says, send out your light. Is that not his cry? Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to make scripture conjure one with the other. That's not what I'm doing. You cannot understand the meaning of scripture unless it is defined by scripture. So he says, oh yeah, send out your light and your truth, your amat. And he said, let them lead me. Is that what he said? Yes. Is not the power of the living word of Yah that we call his Ruah or HaKadosh Ruah? Is it not the power of his truth? Did not Yahshua said, I will pray to the Abba and he will send you the Ruah that will lead and guide you into all lies or all truth? All truth. So what is the truth that we cried out to Yah that he will send out the power of that? This is Torah. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. It doesn't make us act like this hellish, damnish, these attributes that we see in these whorehouses. And we say, send out your light. And he has sent out his light. He has sent out his imats, his truth for what? To lead us. And the Ruach of Yah will lead and guide us into all truth. That's what it does. It enlightens the pathway. It brings light. And when it brings light to the pathway, it makes us invigorated. Does not light make you invigorated? That's what it does to me. It invigorates me. When the darkness began to besiege you, even the body, the mood of the body changes. The receptacles of the eyes cannot discern because there's no light. I'm not talking about this mess we have in here. I'm talking about the light that's out there. And when Yahshua began to shine the light, we began to shine the revelation of Yah unto you. My! Yahshua was on the Isle of Patmos for one thing, and that was the revelation of Yahshua, the power and the visibility of this might of Yah. That's what he was there for. And so set out your lights. Send out your emats. The truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your kadosh, ha, your heel, and to your tabernacle. The makvah, your tabernacle. That's what the truth of Yah will bring us to the tabernacle. Was not that body of Yahshua the fullness of the power of the truth of Yah? Was not in that body. It will bring us to Yahshua. In Him, in Yahshua, we do all things. You cannot worship Yah outside of living truth. You cannot. That's why when men go to Torah and pull things out and compel men, yet they will fulfill that one aspect but not the other 100 or so, then that is a man of hypocrisy. He's an unlearned man. He's not a man that is wise with wisdom. She is not a daughter that possessed the character of a virtuous daughter. She's just a loud-mouthed floozy. He's a weak, imbecile of a person. I don't retract what I say. I don't retract one word. You talking to me? Well, sure, I'm talking. I am. Did not the light come but to the lost house of Israel? If you're not Israel, I will just get out. Send your light, Yah. Send your Torah, your Imat, that they may guide me, that they may bring me to that place of Shahar, that place of worship, that place of crying out and supplication and purity unto Yah. That's what we need to be. That's what we need to be. We're in a valley of indecision. And our decisions are not for Yahweh. It's sad. Hallelujah. It's sad. I said to one, you really don't know me, man. It's a sad thing if we don't know one another. Know them that labor among you. So I need to know this brother, this brother. If we labor together, even in the natural sense, if you know that you're laboring with one that is not able to bear up 100 pounds, then there are things you have to do to alter that. If you have one that is more excellent in that and have the ability to attend to that, you put that one on that. When I go out here on Monday to start on this fence, we only have limited brothers. So I got to have this one there, that one there, this one there, and this one there. So I'm going to take someone with me that knows how to use a post hole digger like me, and that will sweat profusely like me, and we will labor. And the more intense it gets, then I'm just smoothing out then. I'm rolling then. That's the truth. Are you boasting? No. Why is it that we cannot acknowledge, or we do not have the ability to say this one has the ability and the power to do things in a much more excellent way? You all have seen Elder Martin other night. Young men would have been embarrassed by that. Hallelujah. But he did. Most young men cannot do it. That's fact. Do you understand that? 65. Most young men
could not do that. Truth. I said to him before the summer, I will catch him. You all don't understand that. He understands what I mean. He understands. Before the sun goes down, you better catch Yeshua. You know, granted, we're walking down the path, and you back there, she will let you play at times. And she will say to you, I tell you what, you better catch up with me before I get home. And the sun was going down, you play a little bit, you look at granny, and you would scat out, just catch up with her. Maybe run in front of her. She'll let you do that. She mind on things that she knows has to be done thing, or things that must be done. And you get around there playing, you skipping rocks, and you running up the red clay hills, but your focus is on granny. Do you all hear me? And then there were times you just let her get ahead to see how fast you could run. I'll race you. And then you scat. And of course, granny, she was amused at it. She'll let you do it. You, boy, you all get on up there. Yes, ma'am, and you get up there and play in front of her a little bit. Of course, her pace is steady. She hasn't altered it because she has a set time. And there's a set time that Joshua is coming. And we played around. You got far behind the eight ball. You play with your corrupt damn flesh, your vile, filthy emotions, your immature, petty feelings. You play with that. Now it's time to rise up. Time to rise up in the word of Yah and stand in the standards of Yah. You've allowed your emotions to train you that you react and you act because of your emotion. Now we must act and react because behind the living word of Yah. What the word commands us. I said to one other day, and I always reassure my brother, hug him and strengthen him. I said to the brother, I may be a little tough on you, because what if you have to take the sisters and guide them to a place of safety? For the patriarchs of Emunah, you better read that in Ibram 11. I know how the whorehouses use it. They wandered through caves and they had no certain dwelling place. And if you think that there are over 5 million people in China without home, they're homeless because of that earthquake. We are a people that think that this is not going to happen to this wicked nation. She's going to be brought down like a whore. So in order for you to develop that character, you must understand what the word of Yah says and obey that. So he placed among us rulers and men to lead us. Sure he does. But the state of man is always is a perpetuous rebellionist. In sin, my mother conceived me. And in iniquity was I shapen. A Torah-less life. Without disciplines, without guidance. We've been begotten of Yah. So this begotten of Yah, then this avon, this iniquitous nature must be eradicated. Why? You know why we must not have this spirit of iniquity? Can I tell you why? And Yah's will, I hope to begin on this next week. Because iniquity shall abound. The love, the Ahava, for many shall wax cold. As I began to look at scripture, it's not me loving you, sister. It is that if any man says he loves Yah and keep not his mitzvah, his commandment, he's a liar. And the truth is not him. Because we are Torah lessness, we have no love for Torah. We have no love for what Torah teaches. We don't even delight in Torah. And because there are such iniquitous ways in us, we despise the judgment and the correction of the Torah. I'll get to that. Hopefully next week. Hopefully. And if I don't, we'll get to it. Someone will, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is the light of the Torah of Yah that brings us to the Kadosh Hill, to the tabernacle of Yah, and that's what Yahshua is. He brings us in the presence of our Abba. He calls the word of Yah
to produce life in us. And that's what the Word does. That's what the Word does. It is the life. He is the Word of Yah. He is the Derek. He is the Emet. And He is the life. He is the Hayah. Just Yahshua alone. Because when one truly gets that true Ruach of Yahshua in them, you will see the Eshah, you see the beauty of Yah in them. Do you hear that? We have a spirit, but it's not the Ruach of Yah. You will see the life in them. We have a false spirit, but it's not the spirit of Yah. And that is the truth, my brothers and sisters. Yahshua says in Yochanan, John 6, 63. Yochanan 6, 63. It is the Ruach of Yah that quickens. He tells us the flesh profits nothing. It profits zilt. It profits nothing. Yahshua said, the words that I speak to you, they are ruach, they are spirit, and they are life. Was he not life in him? In him was life. And the life was the light of men. In Yah was life. Was not Yahshua in Yahweh, Yahshua in Yah? Yahshua was in Yah. In Yahweh was life. And the life was the light. Is not Yahshua the light that shine unto men, that they may understand the life of Yah? In Yah was the life. Because the word of Yah, Yahshua is that word. And the only way you're going to have life is by the power of the word of Yah. He spoke things, and they were so. Yah did. He said, let us make man. And he made him in his image. In the power of his might, he gave him dominion. Until the Jezebel spirit seduced him and brought him low. And that's just the fact, brothers and sisters. And that spirit emanates from the bosom of hell, Shaitan. What does it imply? It means that when one will not obey the Torah of Yah, they are led by a spirit of the Izebel. Hallelujah. When one speaks against Torah, when one defies Torah, that's what Sheva did. Because that subtle spirit caused her to defy Yah. They didn't have to labor. They did not have the toil. They did not have 100-degree weather like we're going to have today. Where it affects your mind, your body. The very organs of your body will cause them to fail. They walked in the cool of the garden of Yah, and they were naked. There was nothing hidden. There was nothing that was hidden from Yah. That's the nakedness of Yah. I believe they were physically naked. And they had nothing to hide from Yah, because Scripture says He made them clothing. Has He not made us clothing? He has given us the Siddiq, the righteous garment. And Yahshua is our covering. He is our cloak of Siddiq. When a man has the purity of Yah, his nakedness, he is not ashamed of it. Because we're wicked and sinful, our nakedness, we are ashamed of it. We're ashamed of our nakedness. Come on, you don't even want to see yourself really naked in the natural sense. Come on, Israel. You may look at one part that is more attractive than the other, but hallelujah. We look a mess. You can sit here and kid yourself. You look a mess. Hallelujah. A mess. Hallelujah. It is the Ruach of Yah that makes alive. That's why Dawid said, oh Yah, send out your light and your truth. Let them, your Emet, guide me. Because in the midst of all of my chaotic affliction,
I know this will guide me to the light, whereby I can take refuge in my Abba. With light there is safety, isn't it? There's a sense of comfort in light, isn't it? Sure it is. You got a sense of shalom and quietness in light. When darkness comes, every kind of thing that's imaginable is heard, isn't it? You can hear every kind of thing. Sure it is. In the dark hours, in the dark days, your mind speaks to you and everything it speaks is against Yah. When the light, when the brilliancy of Yahshua shine, when the revelation of Yahshua is revealed among Israel, He speaks unto us. It is the Ruach that quickens it. It makes alive that which Yah has put in us. He has written His Torah in us. Your flesh profit nothing. But the words that Yahshua speak, they are Ruach and they are life. The words that He spoke unto us. That's what He said. The words I speak, they are not, I speak not of myself, but I speak of the one that sent me. For I come out of the bosom of the one that sent me. I'm the power of His life. Because we are Ikad. We are one. I don't speak against Him. I don't speak contrary. I speak what He speaks because I am the voice of what He speaks. Hallelujah. No son standing there with Him. He came from the bosom of Yah. He's the word of Yah. Yah's the Ruach. He's the spirit. That's what the book says. He is a spirit. He is a Ruach. He is a spirit. There is no form. That's why everything you see, it represents the power of Yah. It is expression. Look at a flower, see the beauty of it. And Solomon in all of his power, it is all of his spirit of his kingdom. One little lily, he did not array as much as that. And if you want to see the magnitude of your beauty, just go look at one of those little flowers that's planted out there in all of your beauty, in all of your dressing, in all of your perfume. You don't emanate the fragrance. You don't look as beautiful. You're nothing but a pile of stinking flesh that must be destroyed. Hallelujah. Filth and funk of flesh. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm a warrior. And a warrior has to have the ability to go in with a sword. Just when Yah said to Shaul, you go in Agag, you destroy them all. He's got to be able to go in with a sword and cut. I don't care whose heart he ran in. From the gut up and split you open. Reveal everything. Hallelujah. That's the mind of a warrior. Sure, soldier, they're desert. But Uriah the warrior, put him on the front line. He said, Dad, we want me? Yeah? Sure he does. You got a problem? No. You tell me the king. You tell me the king. You tell me that the honorable high one, King David, he tells you to put me in the thick of the battle? Yeah. To make the charge me? I could imagine that man. He wasn't thinking about Bathsheba and her beauty and her splendor and her beautiful skin as it flowed with the silkness in her hair and the scent of the myrrh. He said, but the king commands. But the king commands. But the king spoke under, and he wants, that's the confidence he has in me. It wasn't the front line that killed him. He gave his life. He was a metaphor of the HaMashiach. That's yes, sir. David had the power to bring death. He had the power because he was the king. He's the metaphor of the Mosah. He was the one that ministered the Mishra of the kingdom, the government of Yah's kingdom in Israel. And Yahshua is this Uriah. He is the warrior that fights for Israel. And Yah said, I'm going to put you on the front line. He said, word, you go on the front line, you're going to be challenged. And you're going to go down into the belly of the earth. And you're going to be quicker. You're going to rise with my might and my power. So it wasn't the army that killed Uriah. It wasn't that. Yahshua said, you can't take my life. I lay it down. And so the warriors said, you all can't kill me. I lay it down for the king. Hallelujah. Come on. He fought like a mad thing. Hallelujah. One shot the arrow in his sauce. He said he put it, he could get it broken off.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You broke it off. And you say, this battle is not mine, but it is Yahweh's. Hallelujah. So he was willing to die. He was willing. It was a great delight for him to die for the king. So I will die for Yahshua. I will. I will kill David for him. For me to live is Yahshua. For me to die is gain. What? The words I speak, their ruach and their life. The flesh profiteth. It profits nothing. Reveals nothing. You're going to die. And you will take no memory with you when you die. Hallelujah. None. None. Israel take the living truth. Hallelujah. For it's by that we shall rise again before Yah. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. That is the truth. The scripture says, I want you to understand this. Turn quickly to Devarim, Deuteronomy 30, or read a few verses, and then Numbers Bemidbar, Numbers 8. I was hoping I finished this today, but it doesn't seem as though I am. And just in Bemidbar, Devarim, Deuteronomy and Bemidbar, Numbers. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Yah says, I've set before you this day life and tov, death and wrath, in that I command you this day to love Yahweh, your Abba. Is that a command? Is that a command? If we say we love him and keep not his commandments, are we telling the truth? We're lying. He said, Israel, I command you, love Yah this day, to walk in his ways, to keep his mitzvah, to keep his hook, his statutes, his mishpatim, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Abba shall berak, he shall eshah you in the land, whether you go to possess it. So Yah today, he sets before us life and death. Yahshua is life. And the way of our flesh is death. So he tells you to choose a life. For he is the life. Yahshua is the life of the bosom of Yah. And he comes to show us the brilliance and the power of that light. As the light of Yah shines in Israel. So he tells us to choose life and live. That we may multiply. What multiply? To have babies without control? No. To have the abundance of the fruit of Yah. To produce an abundance of fruit. Yahshua is coming back not for children. He's coming back for fruit. To have abundance of fruit. To have fruit. And in order for fruit to grow, you must have light. You must drink from the fountain of the living well. When a man has the fruit of the excellence of Yah, you will see that. It's something about men. When I see men that characterize this strength and this character, it does something to me. I don't care whether he's a sinner. I don't care whether he's a Jerusalem. When a man has a character of strength, I'd like to see that in a man. I do. Period. There's one thing about men. Most of the time when they see men, they see a man when they consider has a strength, a character. They don't know how to speak, but they speak. Men do that. They just do that. There's something about men. They're going to do that. They do it all the time. I see men, they may speak. That's how you do, my friend. How's everything? That's how I speak. How's everything? How you doing, my friend? How are things going? You all right today? Oh yeah, sir. How you doing? Yes, sir. All right. We were there in Atlanta. We went to look at this building. And there were two brothers that had rented the building that we were looking to get. And so Elder Bynum and I, we walked in the building. He said, come on in. You come on. There were two brothers. They looked alike. I said, you're brothers, huh? Yeah, we're brothers. I said, my name is Dave Roberts. How are you doing? My name, I forgot their name. Both of you, they were physically, they looked alike. One was a little taller than the other. But you could just sense as we began to engage in conversation, we began to talk. We began to talk about things. He said, look at him. Go ahead and look. York, and look. He said, we beat you to the punch on this one, though. And you could just sense this character of these men. This vivaciousness. I like men like that. Even when I left, I said, y'all take care now, right? See, he's, hey, take a card. I got his card. Never do business with him. But his character alone and the vivaciousness of the man's persona. If I was doing business with someone, I would do business with him. Because I like the attitude. That's the strength of a man. Yeshua is the, he was a man in flesh. Yes, he was. I don't care what the world says. Hallelujah. Everything that Yah does is done by man. He is the second Ben Adam. Everything he does is done by man. He gave man the power and the dominion. He's not going back on that. When he gave man the power and the dominion, he gave man, Adam had the power of the Torah. He had salvation for his house. He had correction. He had judgment. He had the law. He had everything for his house. He has not gone back on that. He's still going to use man. That's why this effeminate spirit today, it despises the strength of a man. I don't care whether it's a sinner, as old say, or a saint. And I don't like the saint. I like the kiddushim. Whether he's a sinner or a saint, when a man has that character and the dynamics of strength, I delight in that. I look at that like, whoa, I like that. Man, I like that. Yeah. Well, doesn't it make you feel small? Nah, because he knows what he's dealing with. So when they get out of man, knows he's dealing with a man. The bull in the field knows what he's dealing with. With another bull, he knows what he's dealing with. He said, get back. That's his nature. The nature of a man when he sees a man is strength in him. When a man is a man, when he sees a man, it strengthens him. Sure it does. It polishes him. You got those intimidating when they walk past a man, they won't say nothing. But those that they're sure, how you doing, man? Everything's well. Hey, how you doing? You look like I know you from somewhere. Where are you from? You do that all the time. Okay. My name is Dave Roberts. Anyway, how you doing? Everything is well? Take care of yourself? Yeah, I'm good. Take care. How about you? Yeah, man. Yeah. It's hot today, man. See, that's what men do. But a boy, if a boy comes around a man, he doesn't know how to respond. I will. But a man, when he sees a man, there's a character about a man. Hallelujah. That strengthens him. That's why I like men. I love men. You understand that? I do. And try to tell the folks down in Atlanta that, you know, Elder Biden, the man has a manly persona that I just like. Look at you all. He has a persona of a man. He's a real deal now. That I like. I like that. I like it. I really do. I like that. That's not diminishing my brothers, my men here. I'm just saying this brother has something I like. I do. I like that. What's wrong with that? That doesn't slight me because I like that. He may not like that about me, but I like that about him. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with esteeming others? Elder Martin cannot speak the way I speak, but that thing I like. I like him. Hallelujah. I don't care how you want to touch me. I don't want to move back like you. Come on, old man. He may grab me like this. And he may just, you know, he may do me like that. You know, that's old folks do that. You remember that? You know how folks, he do me like that. We walk in. I don't like, you know, trying to pull away from that. Like, no, he do me like lean on over there. Come on, old man. No, wise men have faith. It's a man's thing. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna ever understand that. Don't sit here all fruity daughters. Hallelujah. It's a man's thing. Hallelujah. In the jungle, the lioness rub each other, and the alpha and the lions. Because of the female, she may top out at 400, 450, maybe 5, if they're eating well. But he topped out around 800 pounds. You understand? And so when they want to scratch each other's back, he doesn't look for a female. He looks for another male. You understand? You understand? Because he would hurt her. Rubbing up against her. They rub up each other. He would hurt her.
Hallelujah.
So a man likes to rub up against another man. I won't play no basketball with a woman. I won't play with a man. Play with somebody strong. And come on, Big Daddy. Come on. Put your hips on me. That's all right. I want to play with a man. I don't play with Sister Rolla. What you going to do? Come on, woman. I want to play with a man. You understand? That's why y'all use the man. Yahshua HaMashiach. And he is still going to devils. He's going to use man. Hallelujah. And he's going to raise up a mighty man. No, I'm not the mighty man. He's going to raise up that one. You will know it. When he comes, I will know. Hallelujah. 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 And the one that thinks that they are mighty, they are not mighty. They're weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just like a man walking in the gymnasium, and these fellas in there, because he got all his clothes on, you can't see him. He may not have, his arms may not be big as him. And he's down there, he pumped that 350 pound, 400 pound. He thinks he's doing something. Well, he doesn't get excited about that. Because he sees him coming in, so he wants to impress him. Well, he knows what he can do. He's not worried about that. He knows that. And all of a sudden, when he gets stressed out in his way doing his thing, then he's amazed at what he's doing. And then this one is trying to compete with him. Well, see, he's competing against his own set, his own mind, so he'll never be able to compete with him. Because the one that comes in, he's searching on what he can do. It doesn't trouble him because he can do that. Because he knows he's the only one that can. He knows that he's not the only one that can do that. But I tell you this, Yahshua is the only one that can do what he's done. Do you all hear that? That is the only light. And the words that he speaks, we better hear every word that he speaks unto us. So everything that he speaks under the Torah, what the Torah does is set before us life. And it sets before us the death and the judgment of Yah, and we disobey the Torah of Yah. Torah. You can't reject that. We must obey the Torah of Yah. We must take heed. And what Yahshua does, he gives us the liveliness and the power that when we know we delight in that, it causes us to be lively. We are a dead stone, are we not? We are a dead stone, are we not? We are a dead stone. We are lively stone. Come on, he has called us to be lively. We are lively people, not dead. We were dead in trespasses and sin. But I'm alive because he lives. Because Yahshua lives, I live. I can face the opposition. Yahshua is a lively stone. We're in him, then we are lively. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not dead. You can walk dead all you want to. I'm alive. Hallelujah. My expression is going to be one of liveliness. Because I have a living word in me that quickens me even look at thy way. When in his great battles, he called out to Yah. And then it was the words that he would speak, the power of Torah. He knew that it was it would bring about his resolve. And he would come through the battles. He was assured of the battles of the enemies. That is what strengthened him. That's why he said, Yah, send down your light and send down your truth that they may guide me. Bring me to that place where I may cry out into the tabernacle to worship Yah. That's what the truth of Yah does. That's what the light, this revelation of Yahshua does. It brings us where we can come before him with pure worship. We can truly worship Yah. Get out of our wicked selves and get in Yahshua. Hallelujah. 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 That's why as remind us that when we had Sukkot flesh, the brother spoke of the seventh Ruach Shem of Yah, it has great significance. I want to read this in Gileana Revelation. And then I want to go back to Bimidbar. Just hold that in Numbers 8. But it says in Revelation 4 and 5. Revelation. Gileana. 4 and 5. And out of the throne of Yah, out of his throne, proceeded lightning and thundering and voices. And there were seven lamps. You understand that? Seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven Ruachim, the seven spirits of Yahweh. Now turn back to Numbers. This is vital in the tabernacle. That's why Yah said, let your, send out your ruah, send out your light, send out your imat, that they may lead me to the kadosh heel of Yah, that I may enter into the tabernacle. Because when one is in the body of Yahshua, in the true tent of this body, or this tent body that was made, and that is what the tabernacle was. It was made, it was skin, a piece. And the flesh of Yahshua, it is the flesh that has been made by the earthen vessel, or it's made by earth, came to the woman. And scripture says in Bimidbar 8:7, 8:1. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to Aharon, and say to him, when you light the lamps, and the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And when one truly, as Yochanan says, when one truly has the seven ruachim of Yah, there is light, and the light reflects from that one. What's reflecting from Israel today? Darkness. A countenance that is full of darkness. We need the seven ruachim of Yah. Hallelujah. We got spirits, but they're not the ruachim of Yah. But the spirit of lust, the spirit of greed, the spirit of discontentment, spirit of unsatisfactory, spirit of murmuring and complaining. These are demonic spirits. But the seven ruachim of Yah, this is the light that utters out of the voice of Yah. This comes from the throne of Yah, the ruach of Yah, the spirits of Yah. They come from His voice. They come from the power of His word. You cannot have wisdom unless you understand the protocol or the process of acquiring wisdom. And you understand that by the living word. It is the truth. Oh, I don't preach on strange doctrines. This is truth here. This is the truth. It makes you free. Hallelujah. You need the seven ruachim of Yah. You need that. You need this. You need most of all the Yare Yira of Yah, the fear of Yah. We don't fear Yah. That's why you can do things that are blatantly defiant of His will. You can do it without any fear. You are a flat out damn fool. Even when I was in Christianity, when I did things that were wrong, when I said they were wrong, if I said something to you and I said, did I say that right? I want to make sure I get that right. And when you don't even want to get things right, you are a damn fool. You are an ignorant jackass. You're not even a jackass. Jackass knows his master's creator. Come on, you are not even a fool. When you defy the word of Yah, you are an ignorant fool. The fool says no to Yah. You know, I asked a man the other day. I said to him, scripture says that a Haran in the bite of Yah, they shall blow, it is an ordinance forever, that they shall blow the silver shofar. And they shall do it. It is a statute that is throughout your generations forever. So I say to the one, what is the silver shofar of Yah? What is the silver shofar? I know I do things rhetorically. I'm going to answer it. It shows me how people actually study the word of Yah. They are impressed by words of others, which we should be if it's the truth. And yet they have no comprehension of what one is saying. I say, what is the silver trumpet? I say, this is what scripture commands us. It commands us. Every statute that Yah wrote, every offering, every sacrifice, it is eternal. It is forever. I said to the man, what is the silver trumpet? Well, I knew the man couldn't answer. I said, I won't answer you that. I said, tell you what the silver trumpet is. That we tells us. He said, the word of Yah is as silver. Tried in the fire seven times. See, scripture always answers scripture. And so that's why he tells the man of Yah, blow the trumpet in Kizayan. Show Israel their sins in the house of Yahuda, their transgression. Because we don't, our minds are not a mind of scripture. We can't answer. Because we studied one little thing to try to prove us. I'm set for one thing, that's to defend Yahshua and the throne of my Abba. To hell with the flesh of David. Let it be damned. Sister Roberts, I'm here to defend Yahshua. Her ways are wicked. Go to hell, woman. Jezebel, you will not cause me to turn from the things of Yah. Yah will call her that. Because only Jezebel will do that. Do you understand that? She will go to hell. Because we don't study scripture, we're ignorant. That's why we're so easily taken. I hear men say things, I say, hold on. I was talking to Elder Bynum, and we had a beautiful conversation. I say, Elder, these men talk about this lunar thing of the Shabbat. It is convincing the way they write it. You understand? I said, Elder, I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm going to make the statement. I said, the scripture tells us, it tells us in Joel, chapter 2, 3. It says that the moon shall be dark and the sun shall be dark. And so if it takes that to know when the Shabbat is, how are they going to know? If it's dark, if it doesn't shine. That's what the word of Yah says. During the tribulation, we're going to keep the Shabbat. So for 40 years, he taught them the Shabbat. He established among them men of integrity and strength that throughout the generations, they knew exactly. That's what it says. Ezekiel, Yah talks about it. The moon shall be turned into darkness. It shall not give a light. Are we going to keep the Shabbat in the kingdom? It says in the kingdom of Yah, there is no need for moon or sun. For Yahshua and the Abba will be the light. See, the light of his word is the living power of his Torah. These men are ignorant. And there are people that take this stuff and they run because they think they know and they don't know. See, a man like me, they're not going to listen to me, brothers and sisters, because I deal with the most important thing. I sat this morning, I said, Yah, everything you deal with Israel is to bring them to the direct way. They get out of the way because of their sin. Everything in the book, it deals with correction of their sin. That's all it deals with. That's all the Torah deals with. That's period. And I will not alter that for anyone, for a weak generation that has no character of Yahshua. I will not. So how are they going to keep the Shabbats? When the moon shall be dark. When the sun shall not give a light, they're going to be dark. Tell me. Tell me. We're coming to that time known as the Great Tribulation. For the heavens shall be as dark, and there shall be no light shine. Yah put those lights there to remind us of his brilliancy and his power. It's not going to shine it. Hallelujah. Don't you want strong men in the midst? I know I do. I want strong men. Hallelujah. I'm not going to finish this today, but there's a little more I want to read, all right? Hallelujah. I want to read this out of the book of wisdom. I want you all to hear this. It says out of the book of wisdom, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness. We need that, don't we? We don't need cowardly men. We need men to stand with boldness. I don't care if it's the sons, the daughters, the wives, the children, the mothers, the grandfathers. Then shall the righteous, the tzaddik man. Now, if a man is not righteous, he will not stand with great boldness. He shall stand with great boldness and confidence. This wisdom 5. Now, confidence before the face of those who have afflicted him. Those that say, well, I think you're a little too tough. I don't think that's right. Well, I don't see why we can't. Those have afflicted him and made no account of his labor. They don't consider what he's doing now. They don't think that he labors in tzaddik, in scripture, labor in truth. Now, this is still part of the light, all right? It says, when they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation. I look strange up here. Pastor Robert say things that's dumbfounding. His character, his expression. His erratic emotions. So far beyond all that they look for. And they, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, shall say within themselves, this was he whom we have something in derision. A proverb of reproach. And they shall say, we fools accounted his life madness. We said that he went off, he was a fool, he was silly. I've heard all those expressions about me. Believe me, brothers and sisters, I've heard from among you all. But it doesn't trouble me one bit. When it comes to bearing a labor, I can bear that. If it's spiritual, even physical. I like to work now. I do. I have no problem with that. And I can throw down, I use that expression, with the best of them. And when I get on a job, I want it to get done. I don't like procrastinating. I don't like someone moving slow. It irritates me. I get upset. I know exactly how long it takes to do anything. I can look at anything, I know exactly how long it takes. Nah. Wrong. You know why it takes us long? Because we don't do it as doing it until yeah. Hallelujah. I'm serious, brothers and sisters. And it's in to be without honor. How is he numbered among the children of Yahweh? And why is his lot among the Kedoshims? Therefore, have we erred from the way of truth. We have erred from the way of truth. We have gone astray from the way of truth. And the light, a tzaddikim of righteousness, did not shine on us. Now that's why you have error, because the light, a tzaddikim, the tzaddikim have not shined on you. And the sun of righteousness not risen upon us. We wait for the sun of righteousness to rise on us, don't we? She has not risen on you. That's why you can't do right. That's why the Torah is not your delight. Verse 7 of the same chapter. We wearied ourselves in the way. Now this is utterly confounding here. It says we wearied. Listen, I want you all to hear this. Listen to me. Listen to this. You don't have it. Just listen. Turn your attention to this. We wearied ourselves in the way of Torah-lessness, iniquity, and destruction. That's why we're weary. Because we have not the light of the Torah. That's why we're destroying ourselves. That's why we're destroying one another. Because that's what that leads to destruction. Yes. We have gone through trackless deserts where there lay no way. In the desert, they say, Yahshua said he is the Derek, does he? Not. In the trackless deserts, there's no way. In your dry places, there's no way. None of us that we look dry, we act dry, and there's no life in you. You look dead. You look pitiful. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, what do you think you look like, preacher? Well, I'm a robust. And if I sat there and one of you are preaching like this, you would know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah, brother. Come on, brother. Yeah. It is. Yes. When the truth is spoken, I don't care who speaks it. That's right, brother. That's all right. You did that for me, yeah? We are ignorant. We're stupid. We are selfish. We are a damned people. We track through deserts where there lay no way. But as for the way of Yah, we have not known. Why? This is just utterly captivating, this last verse. What has our pride and our arrogance profit us? You're full of pride. Well, preacher, I know like you. You don't know nothing, man. Shut up. Shut up, woman. Your arrogance and your pride, what does it profit you? That's why you don't know the way. That's why the light of his tzaddik has not shined upon you. What tub has riches without boasting brought us? Well, I got this, my daughter, she's going to this school, my child, she made straight A's. What has your boasting produced? Tell me. Your pride and your arrogance has destroyed you. That's why you're not in the way. Well, I don't care what he says. I don't care what the Torah says. I just know how I feel. You, Jezebel, man, you fool. Let Yah be true, and let David Roberts be a liar. Let the word of Yah be true, brothers and sisters. Let every man be a liar, but let the word of Yah. Did Yahshua say the words that I speak because my Abba told me to speak this? Now you fools better read what the book says. You can defy that, you jackass. I'm telling you all. And I use that demonstrative superlative to describe Israel. Now he said, the words I speak, they're not mine, but the one who sent me. Now you read what Yahshua said and what he said. He means what he said. Now you can be a fool all you want to. You can be a dumbass all you want to. And I say it that way. It's to your detriment, your hell, and your death. You're a damned fool, man, woman. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nothing takes precedent over the word of Yah. No one, nobody. Hallelujah. Not wife, son, daughters, children. No one takes precedent over the word of Yah. And that's the truth. I'm going to close here with this. I'm going to finish this up. I may not finish next week, but I'll get close. All right? There's something I want to teach us on Wednesday nights. I get excited about the word. I don't know about you, but I get excited. The word of Yah is what strengthens me. Hallelujah. I hear people say things immediately. I don't try to challenge brothers. Immediately, I go to Scripture. I said, that's not what Scripture says. Then I find the correct path of Scripture. Then I go back and say, that's what Scripture says. Then if I see the brother again, he may say, no, hold up. Mm-mm. This is what Scripture says. I said the one other day, I said, we shouldn't please anyone. No, we shouldn't please. I said, that's what Yahweh says. Yahweh says, though I please all men. Though I please all men. Does a wife please a husband? Is he a man? Does a husband please his wife? Is she a woman?
Yeah.
Well, so that just throws out that damn lie of Christianity. Well, I ain't gonna please nobody. I don't need nobody. That's a lie from hell. Started to show yourself. Yeah, you started to show yourself approved. It is almost, as I said, like a knucklehead one. Going to the professor that understands the dynamics of arrow design. And he just encouraged me because he was a Fulbright student. He thinks he knows more than the professor. But the professor understands the intricate details and the essentials of that math. He said, boy, that's not how it works. Well, Professor Smith, nah, you fool. You can have zeal, but it's not knowledge. That's why, yeah, I've always hated that. We should eradicate that out of our vocabulary. When we hear the man of Yah, you cannot even have faith unless someone preached to you. I don't give a damn what you say. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of Yah. How can you hear unless I be a preacher? And that's what this whore has done. So everybody got their faith. Well, I believe this. Don't they say that? Well, this is what I believe now. You believe your way. Don't they say that? Come on, people. Well, that's only one way. Let the same mind that was in Yahshua be in us. You believe your way. No. Now, those that he give gifts unto the assembly, did he not?
Yes.
Did he not? Was those gifts to bring to perfection?
Yes.
All right, then. They must come that way. If he didn't, then he's a liar. And we know about the mutability of Yah. He cannot lie. All right? That's why Yah tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. I was telling the man, he said, well, you talk all the time. I said, no, I talk all the time because you really not going to say anything. What's wrong with that?
Hallelujah.
Come on, brothers and sisters. What can Aaron say to his daddy? What, come on. Every man is not of the same measure because they're men, they're equal. But that doesn't mean they're the same measure.
Yeah.
There are men that are my age, as far as degrees of knowledge, of understanding, they have degrees. And they're master certain things. That doesn't mean that I'm less than him, but he has an expertise that I do not possess. Come on, brothers and sisters. How ignorant are we that the world shows us that every day? Come on, brother. Look, Brother Dale, how long you been driving the tractor trailer? How long you elder? Who you think is the better proficient driver? Elder Wyman. Period. Bottom line. Who you think that even knows how to hold that truck in the road without even holding a truck in the road? Elder. Do you understand that? Oh, he may talk to him. You know, El, I went up there. I did that. I did that. Well, he said, well, you know what, brother? If you had to cut across 26 or 39 over there, it brought you right there to 15. You write about that little story. You could write, you save 45 miles, man. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. How long you been cooking, sister? You, sister. Huh? Mama, how long you been cooking? How old are you? 76. You think she knows how to cook like her? All right then. This ignorant generation. She'll try to go to the kitchen. Well, Mama, that ain't how we bake biscuits. No, baby, let me just bake this, honey. I know what I'm doing. I don't even have to paint. I've been doing this for 50 years. She wouldn't even thought of 50 years ago. Not even a daddy or mama. Hallelujah. It's a jackass generation. It's dumb, it's stupid. It never learns. We're forever learning, but never able to come to the power and the knowledge of truth.
Show me, man. I don't care. No one teach me something. I don't mind that. When I worked among what they call brilliant men, I worked at IBM, I would say to those boys, I said, look, I'm ignorant. They would be offended. Dave, don't say that. You're smart. You're bright. And man, don't try to flatter me. Man, I'm ignorant. Well, because of that, they could teach me. I was teachable. And I learned so much from them. And I would go to them, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, man. Oh, Dave, I don't need that. I don't need that. You don't have to. I really don't need that. Honestly, I don't need nothing like that. I don't need the, no, thank you. I don't need nothing. I don't. That's the truth. Hallelujah. That's the truth, mama. I woke up in the morning. Of course, I turned 53. And I said, Sister Rob, of course, I haven't gotten all of it. I said, Sister Rob, that she will be a fruitcake on her birthday. She knows what her birthday is. Say hallelujah. Say Barak, you preacher. Say Ahava, you preacher. All right, then. Tell her daughter. She remembered that thing. And I said, Sister Robert, you know what today is. It was funny to me. I said, you know it's my birthday? She said, I didn't even know that. What do you do? Nothing. If I'd have been home, I'd have done something a little different. I probably got out here and walked me 53 laps around this field. That's what I do on my birthday when it comes around. Stuff like that. Do something that I haven't done. And that's what I do. I go to that gym and wait for old man to come in there and bust them plates in there. That's what I do. Hallelujah. You don't want no cake. I've had enough of that. If I never get another slice of cake, I've had enough. All right. Let me close with this. Bless you all that are listening by the live stream. It says here, I want you all to hear this, brothers and sisters. Turn quickly to Yochanan 3, John 3, and verse 20. It says this in Yochanan, this is our strength. If you heard nothing today, hear this. For everyone that does evil, you all have that, Yochanan 23. For everyone that does evil, we know what evil is, Ra. It is a Rasha spirit. It is a criminal against the word of Yah, isn't it? So what Yahshua spoke, is it the word of Yah? So everyone that does evil loves the light. They hate Yahshua. Did Yahshua speak the word of Yah? So when you do evil, you hate Yahshua. Neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed. You don't want them exposed. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are done how? Through Yahweh. All the works are done through Yahweh. So when you hate, when you do evil things, the things against the Torah, it's because we're evil. That's why we don't like light. That's why we'll get upset with the man of Yah. That's why we don't like what he say. That's why we say he's talking to me. Well, I talk to Yisrael. Hallelujah. Yah's going to save Yisrael. I'm not concerned about the world. I'm concerned about Yisrael. My message is to Yisrael, the remnant of the seed. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm not trying to procure no mass of people here. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not worrying about numerics and numbers. I'm worried about whether the Ruach of Yah is here, which is more important than anything. Yah Barak you all that are listening. May the word of Yah Barak you all today. May it be a strength unto you. May it help you in your walk as we transition from this fleshly way in the way of the Ruach. I want to read this. Listen, it says this. I want to reach all this. This is Sister Mother Bynum and Sister George. I want to reach all this before we close. She says this. She says to us, she says, I want to thank you all. Not just for what you did, which was wonderful. I like these words. But for the warmth and the caring you put into it. You all are very special people. Thanks for making us feel so special too. Yours and Yahshua, Elder Ricky Bynum, Upon the Rock Ministry, Sister Cora Bynum, and Sister Joyce Blakely. She writes in the letter, bless you, Mother. She says, greeting in the name of Yahweh, from our hearts to yours, Pastor Robert, Sister Jean, and the entire Victory community. It is our divine pleasure to write to you this letter of appreciation for the love, joy, and kindness you bestowed upon us during our visit to your community. We give thanks and praise to Yahweh for the opportunity
that you allowed us to come and partake of the feast of unleavened bread. It is an experience that will be etched into our memories forever. We send special thanks to you, to the entire community, a Victory community. We have been overwhelmed with your kindness. It was an honor to witness Yahweh's sons and daughters who have given up all, but we haven't given up anything, to live a kadosh life that is in itself speaks volume. Words could never express what a wonderful time we had. We sincerely enjoy your fellowship, your hospitality, and most of all, the spiritual food service that were rendered. We are looking forward to more visits and fellowship in the future. May Yahweh barak you all. Yours and Yeshua, Minister Elder Ricky Bynum, upon this rock ministry, Sister Cora Bynum, and Sister Joyce Blakely. We say to you, Sister Mother Bynum, Sister Blakely, Elder Shalom, may Yah enrich you all as you endeavor to press for the calling and the mark which is in Yahshua, and you're always welcome to come. Shalom. Come on, let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich you all today. Our friends, you that are listening, let me hear from you this week. Send an offering to bless the works of Yah here, that the works may be strengthened, that others may hear the word of Yah. We do toda you for all things, Yah, for your kindness upon Israel. We bless you. We toda you for the great fellowship with Elder Bynum. I certainly enjoyed our brother, his sincerity, his motivation, a very kind man. I do love. May Yah barak you all. May His shalom rest upon you all. Shalom Yisrael. Shalom. hallelujah. In all things we do rock you, Abba. Give us protection and guidance this day. We pray your blessing upon Israel. Our elder and friend, Elder Bynum, look upon him. Brother Jerome James, touch him, I pray. His battle strengthen him. And all those that have written for prayer and call, we pray for Israel, scattered abroad throughout the nations. We barak you this day, Yah. We shall rejoice in Yahshua. To thank you for the living bread this day. And all things we shall be eternally thankful unto you. In Yahshua's name we do cry. Israel cry, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.